Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. China's National Development and Reform Commission has proposed new rules to close all cryptocurrency mining facilities. The NDRC introduced amendments to its guidance for adjustments to the nation's industrial structure, and cryptocurrency mining elimination was included on the grounds that it wastes energy and pollutes the environment, according to rules enacted by China's cabinet in 2005. The new list will be under public consultation until May 7th. Sonos and IKEA announced two speakers under the name Symphonisk that will sell in IKEA stores. One is a table lamp with the speaker built in that will sell for $179. The other is a bookshelf speaker, the smallest speaker that Sonos has ever made, selling for $99. Both ship in August. You can control the speakers with a Sonos app, and eventually IKEA's smartphone app will be able to integrate music controls along with smart bulbs and smart blinds from IKEA. Facebook first shared its work on AI mapping back in 2016 when it created population density maps for 22 nations. Today, the company shared new progress that covers what it says is the majority of Africa, and Facebook also says it will strive to cover nearly the entire world's population soon. AI helps automate the process, in this case by using data from open-source mapping project OpenStreetMaps, to train a computer vision system that can recognize buildings in satellite imagery. Engineers can then use this to remove available satellite data that showed unoccupied land. Facebook verified the work with researchers from the Center for International Earth Science Information Network at Columbia University. Facebook also says that AI will help it stop suggesting a deceased person as a friend, even if a profile is still on the network. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg wrote Tuesday, quote, "Once an account is memorialized, we will use AI to help keep the profile from showing up in places that might cause distress, like recommending that person to be invited to events or sending a birthday reminder to their friends." Facebook is also introducing a tribute section, which will separate posts made after an account is memorialized from posts made by the user beforehand. TF Securities Ming-Chi Kuo says he believes Apple will launch a 31.6-inch 6K resolution external display in the second or third quarter of 2019 and feature a mini LED backlight. Kuo also says that Apple may launch a new iPad and a new MacBook with mini LED displays by late 2020 or early 2021. Kuo says that the mini LED iPad will have a 10 to 12-inch screen and the mini LED MacBook would be around 15 to 17 inches, likely a MacBook Pro. Mini LED screen panels enable richer color, higher contrast ratios, plus can be used with thinner panels that are more power efficient. Twitter cut the number of accounts that Twitter users can follow from 1,000 per day down to 400 per day in an effort to prevent spammers from following, then unfollowing accounts in a bulk, aggressive, or indiscriminate manner, which is against Twitter's rules. But it also happens often. Twitter also recently updated its reporting tools to allow users to report spam, like fake accounts, and added new security measures around account verification and sign-up. Alphabet launched a commercial air delivery business in select areas of Australia's Canberra region. Project Wing, as it's known, has been testing delivery of things like burritos, coffee, and medication by drone in a Canberra suburb for a year now. And the air safety regulator CASA gave the project formal approval after deeming the test safe. Finally, Qualcomm announced its flagship Snapdragon 855 chip back in December, and today the company announced it's adding many of the 855's functionality to the Snapdragon 665, 730, and 730G chips as well. For example, the Snapdragon 730 gets the computer vision ISP that allows for 4K HDR with portrait mode and depth sensing at 60 frames per second. The Snapdragon 730G now caters better to elite gaming with 15% faster graphics rendering, allowing for HDR content as well. Camera improvements like HD recording at 960 frames per second and support for Cinemagraph are new as well. And the Snapdragon 665 has telephoto, wide-angle, and super wide-angle cameras, supports 4K video at 30 frames per second, depth sensing, and 3D face unlock. The three chips will hit devices by mid-2019. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all of our headlines there as well. Remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.